prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar for him as long as my name remains in it. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in the silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah azwajal, in the last episode, I discussed about what is Illiyin. And inshallah azwajal, in this episode, I shall discuss about the blessings of virtuous deeds. Hazrat Abu Bukra radiallahu ta'ala and says, When the time of a person's death nears, Malakul Maut is commanded to smell his head. And after smelling his head, he says, I am receiving the fragrance of the Quran from his head. He is then said, Smell his heart. He says, His heart contains the fragrance of fasting. He is then said to him, Smell his feet. He says, The fragrance of qiyam, in other words, standing in ibadah, is evident in his feet. He is then said, He has protected his soul, in other words, himself, and so Allah has protected him. Hazrat Dawood reported a narration wherein he mentions, I was afflicted by plague, and due to this I became unconscious. When I regained consciousness, two angels appeared to me. One said to the other, What do you sense? He said, Tasbih, Takbir, walking towards the masjid, and some recitation of the Holy Quran. Ibn Abi Dunya reported Hazrat Dawood bin Hind became seriously ill. He saw a person with a huge head and broad shoulders. He says, On seeing him, I recited Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un and said to him, Do you wish to cause me death? Am I an unbeliever? For I have heard that the soul of an unbeliever is removed by an angel who is black in color. I was still in this discussion when the roof of my house split open and I saw a person in a white robe descending towards me and another followed him, both of them pulled out at the dark one in a harsh voice and he fled. He then stood at a distance and observed. They continued rebuking him. Then one from amongst them sat at my head and the other at my feet. The one at the head said to the one at my feet, Touch him and see. So he touched my toes and said, He used them to go and pray namaz in abundance. Then the one at my feet said to the one at the head, Now you touch and see. So he touched the part of my head, close to the jaws and said, It is fresh with the zikr of Allah. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala states, Sit close to your deceased and remind them of the zikr of Allah, because they see such things which you do not see. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala states, Remind those who are about to pass away with kalima tayyiba, and those who act upon your talqeen, then listen to their words carefully, because their true words become known. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala an reported that he was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, from when does the dying person stop recognizing people? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when he is able to see. Qurtubi says, in other words, when he sees Malakul Maut and the other angels. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz raised his head on his deathbed and looked sharply. So people asked his reason for doing this, and he said, I am looking at such a creation who is neither human nor jinn. Immediately after this, he passed away. Hazrat Hassan bin Salih said, my brother Ali ibn Salih mentioned on the night of his demise, oh my brother, give me some water. I was engrossed in my salah. After completing my salah, I gave him water and said, drink water. He said, I just had some water. I said, there is no one else in the room. So who gave you water? He said, just now, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared to me and he fed me water and said, you will be with your brother and your mother and with those on whom Allah has bestowed his favors. In other words, you will be with the Nabi, Siddiq, Shuhada and Salihin. As he said this, he passed away. Abdul Rahman bin Ghanam Ash'ari reported that in the year of Amwas, a spear struck the son of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. So he said, beloved, you have arrived after keeping me waiting for so long. One who is ashamed is not successful. I asked, O Mu'adh, are you seeing something? He said, yes. My Rabb has rewarded me for being patient. The soul of my son came to me and informed me that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is standing with 100 safs of malaika, shuhada and salihin, making dua rahma for me. And the angels are taking me towards Jannah. He said this and collapsed. I saw that he stretched out his hand as if he was shaking the hand of somebody. He then said, welcome, I am coming to you. On saying this, he passed away. After this, I saw him in my dream and noticed a huge crowd around him, as you would find around a spotted horse on which is a white-robed rider. He called out saying, O Sa'd, who is in the shower of arrows and spears, all praise is due to that Allah who granted us Jannah. Reside in it, for the end result of those who do good deeds is splendid. I then woke from my sleep. Hazrat Mujahid reported that whenever a person passes away, his friends are presented before him. If he is amongst the Ahl Dhikr, then those who make dhikr are presented. And if he is a person who prefers entertainment, in other words, worthless amusement, then such people are presented before him. Abu Ja'far bin Ali reported that even today when a person passes away, his good and bad deeds are presented before him in the form of a specimen. So he looks at his virtuous deeds with wide eyes and he lowers his head in shame when he sees his sinful actions. Hazrat Hanzal reported that when the time of his servant's death approached, he would at times cover his head and at times he would uncover it. What he meant is that when he would see his good deeds, he would uncover his face, and when he saw his bad deeds, he covered up his face. I mentioned this to Hazrat Mujahid, and he said, when the soul of a believer is being removed, then his good and bad deeds are presented before him. Hazrat Salman stated, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to visit a sick Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, who was on his deathbed. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked him, how do you feel? He said, goodness. He then said, two angels appeared to me, one black and one white. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, who is nearer to you? He said, the black one. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, less good and more bad. He said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please bless me with your du'as. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made this du'a, O Allah, forgive his many sins and let his few good deeds become complete. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, now what do you see? He said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, now I am seeing my virtuous deeds growing. My parents be sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I am seeing my wrongs perishing and the black angel has now gone far away. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, which of your actions is increasing your hope? He said, I used to feed water to people. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I am well aware of the discomfort which this person is experiencing. There is no vein in his body. which is not feeling the pain of death. Hazrat Sufyan reported, when the time comes for a mu'min's soul to be removed, then the two angels who live with him say, O people of the house, do not cry. Let us praise this person according to what we know. So they say, O deceased, may Allah have mercy on you and bless you with a good reward. Because you are a person who was swift in the obedience of Allah, and you are one who stepped back from sinning, and you are amongst those people whose secrets we protected. So now we will ascend with your soul. Now do not stop us from performing dhikr with the other angels. However, when the dying person is a sinful person, and the people of the house shout and wail, then these two angels say this and stand up to leave. Let it be. We will mention his qualities in accordance with that which we know. They say, O evil man, Allah give you your retribution. You are a bad person. You always delayed in the obedience to Allah. Yet you are swift in sinning against him, and we never protect what is behind you. In other words, your secrets. They then take this soul and go up into the sky. Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who is pleased to meet with Allah, Allah azza wa jal is pleased to meet with him. And the one who is displeased to meet with Allah, Allah azza wa jal is displeased to meet with him. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, we think badly of death. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, that is not what I mean. But when a mu'min is about to pass away, he receives glad things of the pleasure and happiness of Allah. And now in the future, there is nothing better for him than that which is in front of him. And this person loves Allah Azza wa Jal. However, when an unbeliever is about to die, then he is given the message of punishment and torment. And for him, all that which is to come is worse for him. This is why he is not pleased to meet Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal is not pleased to meet him. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that he gives us all the ability that we're able to carry out as much good actions in this worldly life as much as possible. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that he grants us all a good ending. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.